Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Becoming a partner wiggy in La Pollos Hermanos. Was that the name of the place?
Pollos Hermanos.
No. That Warriors is a film. Okay. East Side Story was legendary. There was a film, Don East Side Story, but okay. It was a big
hit. You had the sides wrong, Greg, but I know what you were saying.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
It really doesn't.
Abhorrent to the music community.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Larry Calderon says that he's that.
You okay?
Nope.
You want to start over again? What's going on?
Plug back in.
Okay.
Yep. Restart.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
It's probably just more slobber than yesterday.
Oh, on my rejoin.
All right. I don't think you can.
Thank you so much.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. By my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up?
Well, the Yankees have a pulse. Yankees stay alive in an elimination game. 8 unanswered runs last night. They are hanging in there.
At the bottom of the third, I'm like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Yes. They're out. Yes. Let's celebrate. Yes. And then, damn. Yes.
Yes. Staying alive. Staying alive.
They did stay alive a little bit, Wiggy.
Good and for them. You know, with the Red Sox being out.
You don't care.
Nah,
Are you even watching? Are you watching the Major League Baseball playoffs?
Nope. I get two issues about it.
Too much reality TV that you've got to focus on.
Why don't I care about the Yankees?
Right.
You know, and the Dodgers basically looking like they're going to run away with it.
It was small screen for me. I had to watch Halloween Town last night.
Right.
You know, it's October. I need to get all my Halloween movies in.
Pushing the season a little bit. I mean, can we get to mid-October?
It's October.
I understand, but you don't need a full month.
Oh, no, I do. October 1, I watch Hocus Pocus. Then I need to get into Halloween Town 2, 3. Now Hocus Pocus 2.
Are you one of those people who has already purchased all of the candy that you're going to give away?
Well, this is a big year for us, so yeah.
big what? Big...
Our first time getting trick-or-treaters.
Oh.
So
okay.
We're going all out.
Well, you got trick-or-treaters in Southie, no?
No.
Oh, really?
Nope.
You would never get any trick-or-treaters?
No, not in our building. No, so we're going full-size candy bars.
Right.
It's a big year.
Jeez. For the first year.
In this economy?
I know.
Full-size candy
bars. I want to impress the neighbors.
I thought you were on a shopping halt.
Yeah. Well, it's for the kids, Curtis. Right.
You want to be a cool mom. You want to be fetch.
You're going to put up the decorations and everything?
We'll do a few decorations. Nothing crazy.
Be careful. That can trigger some of the neighbors. In fact, I think when we get to the news this morning, there's a story about some triggering outdoor Halloween decorations.
I will not be doing that, I can promise you.
That is the clearest extension of the pandemic where people tell others how to do things on their own property.
Oh, this one's bad, Curtis. Yeah. Wait till you hear the story. Right. It's not good.
It's aggressive. I mean, it's Halloween, though.
It is Halloween.
You should be able to get away with
it. No, this is over a line.
Really?
All right. Yeah. I can't wait to hear about it. Oh. It's the best holiday out there for me, Halloween.
This is how bad things have gotten for Courtney Curtis. She is in the Twitch chat seeking medical advice on indigestion because of the pregnancy.
No, I'm telling you, it's my acid reflux. Like, I feel like I'm going to TMI, sorry if you're eating breakfast, like vomit every 2 minutes.
Oh, please.
It started yesterday during the show. If you notice, I got very quiet in the last hour. I actually thought it was going to be the first time I was going to have to run out of the room.
Mm.
And then all night last night, I like couldn't sit up. I had to stay on my side. It was bad. Yeah. So I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, you can't take anything until the third trimester. Yeah. It's really bad.
Morning sickness.
Doesn't it mean that the baby has great hair, though? Don't they say that? Heartburn and acid reflux.
I thought they said when you're really sick, it could be a girl. But we know it's not.
Yeah.
Right. We've gotten there.
So who the hell knows? I'm not really sick, though.
It's just acid reflux.
Oh, okay.
It's just that.
I mean, is it only when you eat certain things? Or
no, because during the show yesterday, I hadn't eaten anything. And it just started and then continued all through the day.
Unfortunately, no one in here can help you out.
I know. Never given birth.
These are the sacrifices that are involved when bringing a new life into the world.
It's beautiful.
It really is.
It's a miracle.
Yes, it is. It's an absolute miracle.
You're just ready for that baby to drop.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe
there's 5 more months.
Yeah, miraculous, like dry heaving in the morning.
Yes. Brushing your teeth, Curtis.
Oh, it is a battle.
Wait till you get to like month 8. You'll be like, all right, time for you to get out of here.
Pray for you guys at month 8.
Well, I would assume probably a lot of doctors that are in the Twitch chat. So a good place right. to go seeking medical advice.
Yep.
Some of them may be operating while Twitch chatting.
Maybe.
Possible.
Yeah.
Not only can you watch this show on Twitch or YouTube, but you can actually participate in either chat. And both are interesting on several different merits. And so... A reminder that this show, every day, the visual portion is made possible on Twitch and YouTube by Springer's Jewelers. And they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And they have been hooking New England up with beautiful timepieces and beautiful pieces of jewelry for 150 years. So go see them and tell them that we sent you. Once again, LeBron James embarrassed himself yesterday with the decision number 2 announcement.
I told you.
I know you thought that was the end, but apparently it's never going to be the end of LeBron James.
No.
Wiggy tried to warn me. I wanted to come in with a clown nose today. That's how confident I was that it was going to be something serious, and then... Damn.
No, he's hooking up with the yak.
Yeah.
Henny.
He's getting a big paycheck for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
I don't mind the brown.
No, I know you don't mind the brown, but on a different note, does it bother you that the guy was basically, like Courtney was talking yesterday about Lakers fans who went and spent a ton of money on tickets for the final home game of the season so they could see LeBron James, and then it turns out his big announcement is that he's working with Hennessy.
My friend, Perry Entelman.
Right. That was the worst announcement since Gronk.
No, it's no big deal because we just went through it with Brady and his whole huge announcement. I thought it was going to be something like really unique, and it was that he's got a flag football tournament in Saudi. I mean, that's what these guys do when they get to that level.
But
everything they do is a major announcement, and they know people are going to be basically clamoring to see what they got going on.
No, the next time LeBron does something, nobody's going to pay attention.
And he even, like, kind of told Courtney, like, he even made fun of it, like, with the guy who was asking him the questions. It was even, like, a joke about kind of clowning the first decision. So it's what these guys do.
Yeah, it's not what these guys do. Like, I mean, there aren't.
We just did it with Brady.
Well, but Tom Brady retired long ago. It's not the same thing. Like, Tom Brady retired years ago.
Yeah, but remember, Brady retired, wrote a letter, and then came back and unretired.
But the latest thing Brady did, nobody, I mean, if you expected that he was going to come back, the way in which he teased whatever the big announcement was like, is Brady going to come back to the NFL? I did not think that was real. It seemed very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
So the fact that it was not anything that crazy sports related.
No, but I didn't think Brady was going to come back, but it was just something like he built you up for something that you didn't know. Well, you thought it was going to be something massive, and you know, and that's like, I knew once LeBron did this, and you were talking about it yesterday, I knew it was going to be something. I thought it was going to be the taco thing and, you know, with Taco Bell, but he has his own Hennessy, and Hennessy is, you know, he's had it for a couple of years now.
Well, that's a good point, though, Greg, that he's on a team impacting the fan base about what they're going to do this season. When you're retired, you're your own entity.
Correct.
Like, the people, I mean, that it's silly, I wouldn't have done it, but the people that did pay at the top of the market for secondary market tickets for the final game this year look pretty silly, and they can blame LeBron. Like, he did play it up, and then you're making fun of it, but the people that are excited are already there feeling like crap that they wasted their morning thinking about this announcement.
Well, and I guess you can read into it and determine that maybe he is going to play yet another season after this one. Like, if he's willing to waste the announcement...
Mm-hmm.
Because you know he's a guy who wants to announce it prior to the start of his final season. So every arena he goes into, he's gifted with a new car or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess
you know he ain't going nowhere. And I knew he wasn't. Like, LeBron is not retiring. He's still playing at a very high level. You know, I don't think he wants to go out in a way of where he doesn't at least have an real opportunity to be in an NBA Finals. And so maybe that...
How about this? Someone at Barstool was speculating that the Olympics in L.A. are in 2028, and he retires 2028 going into the Olympics and has his final, like, Olympic showing as well. Like, ends on that type of note.
I couldn't care. I could not care less. Is that the expression?
Couldn't care less.
I could not care less, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't care when he retires and when he doesn't.
I care.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show. And the Boston Bruins start the season this evening, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We'll get to some of what the Bruins are saying during they said it this morning at 7:20. Before that, however, our leads coming up in about 10 minutes, and we have a new guest, a new regular guest on this show, a new regular weekly guest, and that is Rob Ninkovich. So every Wednesday, Rob Ninkovich will join us in the studio and talk football and other things, and that is happening at 8:45 on this morning show. So
great.
Yeah. Speaking of the Bruins, Shime, I believe we have tickets to give away this morning. Is that at any point?
Yes, we do, Greg. That is correct.
What time would you like to do them? Sometimes we take care of those who are up early. With the rising sun and out and rising and grinding, we could take care of early people. We could take care of mid-show people. We could take care of late people.
What are you thinking? Maybe a little slightly early people right before they said it?
Okay. So Bruins tickets at 7:20 on this morning show. Another reason to listen and win your way in when it comes to the Boston Bruins. And a reminder that at the end of the show, 9:20, 9:30, we will play the best Hill Notes back, and you can leave one of those at any time during the show this morning on the Odyssey app. To get us started today, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins season starts tonight. They're in D.C. to take on the Capitals. Puck drop is at 7:30, and it's the first preseason game for the Celtics this evening. They're in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. Tip is set for 8. Wiggy, I don't know if you saw this. There are a lot of reports right now about Giannis and a potential trade to the Knicks.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's been going everywhere, that Giannis is interested in playing for the Knicks. And then there's also reports of his wife moving to Greece. So, is Giannis going to stay with the Bucks, or is he moving elsewhere? I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that. But remember, they've been whispering about that Giannis to New York. So,
yeah.
Who the hell knows?
Very interesting. The Yankees survive after being down 6-3 at the end of the third. They kept the Blue Jays scoreless for the rest of the game while New York scored six more runs. Final 9-6 with game four tonight. First pitch at 7:08. Cam Schlittler getting the start in this one. And over to the NFL, the Browns are trading quarterback Joe Flacco and a sixth-round pick to the Bengals for a fifth-rounder. And in the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy weight loss can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you and for free. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got our leads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it is, I guess I'll call it Ninko Wednesday. Rob Ninkovich in here at 8:45 this morning as the New England Patriots get ready for the New Orleans Saints this weekend. And we will talk with Ninko about that and about everything NFL and other things coming up on this show a little bit later on this morning. They set it at 7:20 and I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away as the season begins this evening, and we are going to do that at 7:20 as well this morning. Could we open the Window World of Boston weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis, please? Curtis, a little bit of rain out there this morning, but that's okay.
God's crying that the Yankees survived. 68 and cloudy. The high is only going to be 70. We're going to be going down from here. It's rainy, cloudy, but we need the rain. So by 5 or 6 o'clock tonight, the rain should stop. So your evening commute may not be as bad as your morning one. But tomorrow, high of 56.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Well, it's fall. It was bound to happen.
Damn. So
we had a good run, a bunch of days in the 80s in October, and that's rare. And so we'll deal.
Curtis, you're the meteorologist. Did I see like a weird like freeze warning upcoming or something?
Well, tomorrow in the valleys, low-lying areas, look out. Dew point's going to be low. It's going to be possibly getting our first frost, but not a hard frost, Greg.
Okay.
The hard frost is what kills all the bugs.
I see.
A soft frost is more like Echelon.
Bring the plants inside? Is that what you would recommend?
The perennials.
Okay. Get them inside.
The ficus.
May I also add, Greg, great haircut.
Oh, thank you.
Those in Twitch.
You have the job.
Talking. Shime. I give you compliments all the time. Let me give one to Greg. People in Twitch noticed immediately,
really?
So I took a gander.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Wedding ready.
Gotta thank my guy, Nate.
Shout out to your baba.
But yes, wedding ready. And we were talking about retirement at the start of the show with regard to LeBron James. It appears that Len Laird, thinking of unretiring and hosting the show in my absence tomorrow. That's what he told me.
That is real spooky season.
He would put the cleats back on.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you want that or not. It's really up
to you. Can I take the day off too?
I love Ken.
It's really up to you guys.
That sounds like a Greg idea that you're forcing on Ken.
No, if you'd like, I'll read his text message.
No, Ken and I are in a weird state.
It was Donald Trump-like, his text message to me. What do I have him under in my phone, Chris?
I call him Puff Daddy.
You want to guess?
Puff Daddy.
Do boy.
No, I have him.
Do boy.
I have him under Fake Take Laird.
Oh, man.
Text from him yesterday, 5:54 p.m.
I love Canada.
I'm debating whether I should host Thursday. Many people are saying I should.
Okay.
By many people, does he mean like in his own house?
There's only two over there, and they don't really like him.
I don't know.
Wow.
So, it's up to you guys if you want the Laird man back for another day.
Works for me.
Yep.
It's up to you guys.
Yeah, we'll dive into some the leads. Then Sean will have to be on point with his rejoins.
Right.
Sean will really have to be on
I'll
point.
I'll just play Rush all day.
Right. It'll be Rush.
I can't miss with that.
Rush six-pack.
Yeah, don't play Mumford & Sons. Play Rush. Pretty simple.
All right. Well, anyway. Anything else I need to mention? I think I covered all of it that's coming up this morning. Chime, let's get right to leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Chime, I know the lead song right there, but I'm stumped on the artist. You have stumped me.
Who is really? That? I grabbed this from Greg's List.
Who is it?
Widespread Panic. Up All Night?
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's over 1,000 songs on my Odyssey channel on Greg's List, so I just don't remember them all. How can you remember 1,000 songs, Shine?
I mean, I bet if you gave me enough time, I might be able to write down 1,000 songs.
Really?
I mean, I could probably come close, I think.
That's a lot. I mean, off the top of your head.
Being able to remember that many, Shime, and writing them down is different.
I mean, I could rattle off 50 OAR songs. Like, it's not that hard.
Oh.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah. I don't know. I mean, we've played like 7,000 songs on this program, so.
That is true. Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive, find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Your lead this morning, Shime.
Thank you, Greg. The Boston Bruins kick off their NHL season tonight. The NHL season got underway last night on opening night with a few games, but the Bruins actually get underway tonight against the Capitals. I'm not expecting, my expectations, I would say, are low for the Boston Bruins overall this season. I want them to be at least a little competitive and a little scrappy. I don't want them to be like the worst team in hockey.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have zero belief that this team will be anything special, will be anywhere near the top of the league. Like, it just, I don't think they have the talent for it. Again, like, I could get surprised. Jeremy Swayman could be awesome. David Pastrnak could go nuclear. Those are things that could happen. I feel they're unlikely, but they could happen. I just want a competitive hockey season as they continue to build. I want to see what Marco Sturm offers to this team. And I want to see some of the younger guys get plenty of time and start to grow and make sure that you're a capable, really strong, competitive team next year.
Will they be a playoff team, like even if it's an 8 seed or 7 seed?
Borderline.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little difficult to get excited when the president of the organization tells you that they're going to have to win games based on defense because they tried to improve the offense, but they couldn't find anybody to improve the offense with. So I mean, it doesn't get you really excited.
No, that don't get you going.
No, and it's tough because like I want to just root for the Bruins and be excited, and you know, it's crazy that you yearn for the 2022 and 2023 when this team was freaking awesome in the regular season and then just crapped themselves in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So it's the Bruins and the Celtics will kind of basically be the same thing. Hopefully they're scrappy and you maybe sneak into the playoffs.
But like at least the Celtics have
what?
Some talent. Like Jaylen Brown's a really good player.
Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard was the sixth man of the year last year.
But they're
like
not
Derek White's pretty good.
But your expectations are very similar with the Celtics. Like
no, but you expect the Celtics to be in the playoffs.
Oh, you don't even expect the Bruins to make the playoffs.
Like I said, borderline. Like I think at the end of the season they're going to be trying to get in.
Right.
Whereas the Celtics should be like a 5 or 4 seed.
Yeah, I mean, if your intention is going to be to win games 2-1, then you better have the defense that can do that. You better have Charlie McAvoy healthy for the entire season.
Yep.
You better have guys that can step it up if that's going to be your intention.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's what their plan is.
Well, you paid Swayman $8 million. It's time for him to stand on his head.
And hopefully that Zadorov contract comes through.
Yeah, I mean, Swayman is 10 and a half, was he not?
No, like 8. 8.2 or something.
It was 8.25.
Oh, okay, because he was trying to set the market at 10.5. Yeah. 10.5.
Yeah. They were like, no, we'll give you 8, brother.
Where are you on the dynasty that is the Panthers? And will they repeat down there? Will Brad Marchand and the Panthers win another one?
I mean, they have as good a chance as anybody. Started off the season with a win last night over the Chicago Blackhawks. So, I mean.
Didn't they lose that guy, Bakhov? Is he done for the season? Didn't they lose him to ACL injury?
Oh, they might have. I didn't see that.
Yeah. They lost one of their top players to ACL. I think it was Bakhov. Did I say his name?
Yes, that is how you say his name.
All right, Chime, thank you. Curtis, good morning. For you on the Subaru of New England text line, Yankees fan wants to know how the elimination dip was. You have not consumed it yet. They stayed alive.
I haven't, but let me tell you, it gets better with age. It's like fine wine and texts from Yankee fans that are trying to be celebratory over one win in the divisional round. Congratulations. What a once mighty organization now sucks. So speaking of once mighty organizations that have sucked for a while, the Patriots, they are back. Shaughnessy today in the Boston Globe has a column where he notes the prudent thing, of course, is to pump the brakes and remind everybody that the 2025 Patriots couldn't beat the awful Raiders in Foxborough, that they committed 5 turnovers and a ridiculous home loss to the Steelers, and that the Lords of Television buried the Patriots in anonymous 1 o'clock Sunday slots for 13 weekends because nobody expected them to be interesting. Well, Shaughnessy notes, it's not so much about the Patriots, but what we've been talking about with the schedule. And the schedule is wide open for this team. They should be 6-2. They've already had the losses to inferior teams where they stepped on their own foot. They have these games ahead of them. This weekend's big. They're only 3.5-point favorites against the awful Saints in New Orleans. That feels like a trap game for a young team coming off a lot of praise after the game against the Bills on Sunday night. But just betting alone, I know this is Shime's side of the street, but right now they are plus 400 to win the division. So if you bet 100, you win 400.
Mm.
I would absolutely put a couple bucks on that. I mean, they're 2-0 in the division. The only games they have remaining are at home against the Dolphins, 2 against the Jets, and the Bills at home. If you say you split with the Bills, you lose that one. You're 5-1 in the division.
Yeah.
I find that the two most difficult division games they've already won, in Miami and in Buffalo, two places they've had a hard time winning of late. And I just watch and see what the rest of the NFL is. You don't have to be an all-time great team. You just have to be the best team that year. And the NFL is down. There's a stat at PFF where they do the quarterback and all the player rankings. And you can have these qualifiers, so 80% of dropbacks is what I use to see, you know, what Drake looks like against Mahomes and everybody else. There's only 16 quarterbacks that have taken 80% or more of their team snaps. Half the league's quarterbacks haven't taken 80% of the snaps, which is unbelievable when you consider how much we protect them. So all of that tells me, barring injury, the Patriots are about to go on a run, and it's not hyperbole to say that they're a playoff team already.
Tomato cans. That's what Shaughnessy would say. That's what you have. You have a bunch of tomato cans ahead of you, and we talked about this yesterday. Your two hottest games left are going to be at home to the Bills and on the road to the Bucks. The Baltimore game, I don't know what that's going to look like because that's towards the end of the season.
But even if it's tough, that's only 3 tough games.
Right. So even if it's tough, that's like Chime said, that's 3 tough games. You'll be on the road in Baltimore.
Well, and we were talking about it yesterday. You believe, I think most everybody does, that AFC is pretty wide open. Right?
Wide open.
I mean, who scares you? I mean.
Who's the best team in the AFC?
Buffalo.
We talked about this yesterday.
You think it's Buffalo?
I think it's Buffalo.
I think they have the best player, but there might be some people that would argue on a national scale that maybe it's the Colts.
Okay.
On a national scale.
I would take that argument. Right? I think they have the better running back, but it's close.
They probably have the better defense.
Their owner is more engaged.
Buffalo has the best player in the AFC. I will give you that, and I won't argue that point. Right?
Better than Patty Mahomes?
I would say
yes.
Yeah, he's
2-3.
Yeah, he's better than Patrick Mahomes, right? But if I was still picking a guy to build a team,
when is Steinfeld going to write a dong song?
I think she just acts, buddy. Oh, okay. She does sing.
She does sing.
Oh, does she sing?
Yeah, you want me to rejoin with her big hit?
Sure can.
You got it.
I didn't know that. I thought she was great in Sinners. But the thing I would say, Greg,
actually, be careful playing that because Taylor Swift is listening and she may rip it off.
She's not ripping anything off, and anybody that thinks that Taylor Swift's going to get sued for anything that we talked about yesterday, she's not an idiot.
Oh, she ripped off
everything
that.
She's doing is above board. I did a lot of research yesterday after show.
Oh, you did?
Well, I was
full
shook
panic
for
research.
One.
Greg, did you see her new song coming out today?
No.
Macarena?
Yes. Ripped off that poor Mexican artist.
She didn't rip him off.
Yeah, Luis Miguel.
Yeah, poor guy who's trying to make a living.
It's a similar chorus.
Dude's probably sitting there in some hovel somewhere trying to pay for his next meal.
Yeah, and trying to get studio time.
You know what I learned?
He can't even book any studio time. Right. He doesn't have any money. And Taylor Swift is like, nobody will notice if I steal his work.
You know what I learned? Credit to Taylor. We brought up George Michaels, that he has credit on Father Figure.
Yeah.
And apparently he didn't own his masters. He could never get his masters back. So she credited him for this song so that he, you know, postmortem.
He gets the credit postmortem? Yep. He doesn't care. He's been dead for five years.
I think his family probably thinks that's a very nice thing that she did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
Yes. I think that was very classy.
I have no idea.
Very classy.
I have no idea.
We know George has been gone for a while, but here you go.
I think it's very nice.
But no, I would say that the Bills have the best player in the AFC, but I think there would be people that could argue that the Colts might be the best team. So that's why I say when I look at it, and Curtis just brought up that point, you're right.
Are the Ravens done?
It's going to be difficult. They have a lot of injuries on defense. So even if you get Lamar Jackson to come back in a couple of weeks, your defense is still going to be struggling.
Right? But Vegas still has them. They are 15-1 to win the Super Bowl, and they're the favorite to win the division still.
Right. That's because of the Lamar effect, you know? Lamar was playing good before he got hurt. He had 10 touchdowns to one interception.
Some say he could return for next week. Right. And then they've got a bye week. So it's either next week or they're saying
the
week after.
But their defense is just like really, really banged up. So I don't know if they're going to scare anybody. Could they, you know, scrap it together and you know, maybe win that division? Yeah, and get to the postseason. But Lamar's still got to prove it in the postseason.
Okay, Curtis, thank you.
Yep.
This is JT. JT, hello.
You are shorthanded for whatever reason.
There he goes.
Who are people conversating with when they call a radio station?
Well, imagine if you were waiting in line for the drive-thru at, like, Dunkin'.
Yeah, that wasn't the drive-thru.
I know, but I'm just saying, things pop up.
Okay.
People walk up to your car. All of a sudden, you're like, hey, hello.
People walk up to your car?
Yeah, maybe he's parked.
6:40, 20 minutes before 7.
Maybe he's parked before his shift.
See how I got a time check in there?
Well done. Good job, Gresh.
Ken won't be able to do that tomorrow. No time checks. So somebody walks up to him while he's hanging around waiting for Home Depot to open up.
Or like he's at his job and, you know, waiting to go in. His coworker comes up. Hey, hello. Call back.
He wanted to know what the issue was between Ken and Curtis, which you alluded to. You want to, should we tease that?
Sure. There's big issues.
Beef splaining with Wiggy?
I don't know this one.
All right. We will be back with more leads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Sean, I'm assuming that is Mrs. Josh Allen for Wiggy.
That's correct. Haley Steinfeld, one of her big hits, I think, from 2018.
Not bad.
All right. I'll give it to her.
Very good.
Sounds like a little work probably done in the production studio, but what have.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, she did the song with your guy Alesso, Greg.
Oh, yeah. Love Alesso.
Yeah. That one's a little bit techno. She has other ones that you guys would know, though, like Love Myself, which is about...
So I don't think they would know Love Myself.
What's about... Why are you raising your eyebrows suggestively? Love Myself.
Oh, okay. Song about loving yourself.
Yes.
She's a good actress, and now she seems like...
She's very talented.
She could be, like... I bet she's pretty big in the world of pop music.
Well, I wouldn't say very big. She's more of an actress now, but Pitch Perfect, when she was in Pitch Perfect.
Never saw that.
Great call.
Yeah, never saw that. She was the Hawk... I wasn't going to say Hawk Girl. That's wrong. But she was in Hawkeye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she played Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
She was that hot girl.
Like, she was the Hawktua girl.
No, I was going to say.
That's what's on Wiggy's.
I was getting ready to say
Hawk. That's what's on Wiggy's mind.
No, I was getting ready to say Hawk girl, but then I was confusing her with.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawktua and spit on that thing.
She was, of course, in Sinners.
Yeah, she was really good at that.
Which is the worst movie of all time.
Yeah, I know you didn't like it, but she was good. She was a good actress.
Len Laird loves Sinners. He sent me a text about that over the weekend.
Yeah.
Len considering unretiring and hosting tomorrow's show, I guess. And Curtis, I don't know what's going on with you two. You brought it up earlier.
Yeah, very odd.
Will you guys get along tomorrow if he hosts? Like 4 hours of you guys battling? Ooh. I'll be
battle.
Sweating.
It's not usually a battle anyway. The debates are over relatively quick.
All right.
Just Thursday, huh? What about Friday?
I have no idea. Maybe if it goes well, he'll do Friday as well. I have no idea what he's going to do. We are going to get to They Said It in about a half an hour at 7:20, and we will discuss what Matt Damon said about his 3-2, his beloved 3-2 New England Patriots. So that is coming up. Who has had the better career, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck?
Are we including health?
No.
Probably Damon.
Oh, see, I was going to say Affleck. Does Damon have an Oscar? Because Affleck has one for Argo.
Yeah,
they both do for Good Will Hunting.
Right.
Okay, so, but Affleck also has one for Argo, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So he has more.
Yeah, I would say Affleck because he has the acting, but he also has a lot of directing underneath him, where Damon doesn't really go down that road.
But Damon has, like, the Bourne Identity stuff, which is more than just one movie. Like, you've got it. I wonder.
Receipts, when it comes to, like, theater tickets
Correct.
Sold.
Mm.
Wait, didn't Departed win Best Picture?
I don't know.
Also, Interstellar.
Yeah.
Like, Damon has some really serious roles.
Right.
Affleck does, too.
What's the...
But only one of them played Batman.
Yeah.
But his Batman wasn't that good.
No, his Batman was good. He just happened to be in bad movies.
Yeah, the accountant was good that Affleck
was
in.
There's no such thing as a bad Batman.
That's not true.
Aren't they doing the accountant too?
Yeah. And Damon was the star of The Departed, and that won a Best Picture.
Damn, Gone Girl too. I forget about these movies.
I think it is really close, but I would probably go with Courtney and say Damon. I love the Bourne series. It is just spectacular.
Don't you love The Town, though?
Great movie.
Right. Yeah. Because how many Bourne movies did he do? Two?
Three.
Oh, he did three. Okay.
Yeah, he did a trio, and then it went to, like, Jeremy Renner.
Right.
Did any of you get to watch the trailer I sent over of Slane's, our pal Slane's new movie?
I did. That looks really good. And I like the lead in it. The lead in it used to be in the TV show I used to watch all the time, Hightown, which was based out by the Cape about the opioid epidemic.
Based in P-Town.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, it looks good. King Ivory.
Can't wait.
And I like the other...
I love Slane.
He's the best.
The coolest guy out there.
And I like the other dude. What the hell is his name?
Ben Foster?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, he's a good actor, too. Some good actors in that movie, so...
Very good.
Is there a category for best bad good movies? Like, a movie that it's really not well done, but you like it? Like, Armageddon, to me, is so dumb. But I love it.
It's
such an easy watch. Yeah. Like the scene where he's like, Bruce Willis is like, go home and be a dad. I'm going to blow up the asteroid. And then she's running down the tarmac.
Wow, their net worth. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, very close. But Matt Damon has them beat out. 170 mil for Damon, 150 for Ben Affleck.
That's because Affleck got all the divorces in there.
That's true, yeah.
Rehab ain't cheap.
You know?
But he doesn't have to pay Jennifer Lopez. It should be the other way around.
You would think, but you know how it is.
Yeah.
You would think.
All right, anyway.
You know who's an angel is Jennifer Garner. That person, my God. So supportive, so kind.
Yeah. Very nice. All right. We got to get back to leads. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I thought for sure Curtis and I were going to have the same lead this morning because Inside Carolina the publication, has announced that the UNC doc will no longer be coming to Hulu. Long awaited. It was supposed to be a season-long documentary. UNC teased it. Bill Belichick was in the trailer. The trailer was lackluster.
Bill announced it dramatically to his players.
Saying they're going to watch you work hard because you guys do that.
Yeah.
Jordan teased it quite heavily, saying, look what you, using Taylor Swift, look what you made me do, as a little slight to Hard Knocks.
Jordan teased what? All right, anyway, go ahead, yeah.
To me, this is just getting worse and worse. As a Bill Belichick stan, I consider myself, this is tough to watch. Because if you go back to 2021, he was asked by Mike Reese if there would ever be a time when the Patriots would do Hard Knocks. And he said, I can think of a lot of reasons why it would never happen or why I wouldn't like it. And those reasons back then were all about the fact that he used Hard Knocks every season to scout other teams. He used every opportunity he had to watch other teams and any type of film that got put out, whether it was game film or something from Hard Knocks.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't want other people to have that advantage on the Patriots. To now see, just a few years later, 4 years later, to see him at UNC, that he was going to do Hard Knocks, it fell through because of his girlfriend, and then they were going to do their own documentary. And to know that that's where Bill's head used to be and where it is now, it's so bad. And also, I think it's a cop-out. Mm. If you're Bill Belichick and you sign up to do this with Hulu, and they have production people there, they have camera people there, they have people editing behind the scenes, and then because the season's not going the way you want, to pull the plug on it is such a cop-out. Fans should be able to see this, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Right.
If you're Bill Belichick, you shouldn't have all the confidence in the world going into the season that you're going to go undefeated and that's the product you're going to put out there for people to consume.
Right.
You have to know as a first-time college head coach that things could go sideways and that's okay.
Right.
It is such a bad look to pull the plug on this. I hate it.
Yeah, I agree. Just do it, even if your team stinks.
You made a commitment.
Why do you think he agreed to it in the first place?
Right.
Because of the girlfriend, right?
I think he agreed because of the girlfriend.
And he keeps making dumb decisions.
But you got to stand by them.
Because of her. No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think you're spot on. He's making himself look bad.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
And if you're the players, now you're like, everything that he has done in the public eye, I have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. You can listen to other commentators who have scoops of how players feel about him.
Yeah.
Parents.
We talked about that reporting yesterday where the station down there says that one parent, it's a toxic environment, and that there's a locker room divide between the guys who were there before and the guys he brought in.
Right.
And I agree with Jones, though, to defend Bill on that regard. Like, any school, I'm sure Wiggy can speak to this, there's going to be parents that are unhappy with what their kids are doing.
Right.
So, anybody that gets beaten out, his mom will likely be ready to criticize anonymously the head coach.
Yeah. That stuff is common.
Right.
I think it's, for me, it was always going to be, how do these guys deal with Bill, the rigid, calling people out, how do they deal with that, these young kids, when he's basically, saying, I could get somebody who plays Pop Warner to do it better than you do it.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to be able to deal with that? And then does the kid run home or, call home to his parents and be like, here's what Bill did to me today in the meeting.
Are any of these things that happened but enough to turn his mind around and have him end that relationship or no?
No.
Because
he's making all of these bad decisions at one after another. Like, if he was going to end the relationship, it would have been back when the CBS interview happened or something like that. He is fully trusting her, and it's snowballing now. And I think when it comes to the student athletes, the players that are under him, who trusts him at this point? You can't trust what he's saying. You can't trust that he has your best interests at heart when it comes to setting you up for success in the NFL because he's banning scouts from coming in to watch you. You can't trust that you're going to be in the spotlight of Hulu because he pulled the plug on that. Everything that he has promised these guys has not panned out.
And not to mention, in the build-up to the game against Clemson when they had their last bye week, Michael Lombardi sent a note out to boosters in the university that it's going to take some time. This is a bridge year. This is going to be the players aren't quite there. And then several players that are on this team and were recruited out of the portal are saying, what the hell are you talking about? This isn't a bridge year. You told me this was a bridge to the NFL.
Yeah, you can't do that. Wow. That's the thing.
Wow. All right. Excellent lead, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney.
Couple leads left. We'll get to Wiggy's and to mine next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.